USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We can't solve all the world's problems alone. We need to be working with other countries. We need their cooperation.
Former lobbyist and now one of President-elect Joe Biden's top cabinet picks, Tony Blinken, talking there in Wilmington, Delaware, as the former vice president is introducing members of his cabinet. Biden also introducing incoming National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who says he'll take his role seriously.
I pledge to you and to the American people that I will work relentlessly to keep our country and our people safe, to advance our national interests, and to defend our values.
The Dow setting a record high on Tuesday of more than 30,000 points. Positive news regarding coronavirus vaccines leading the rally as the Dow closed up 455 points to finish at 3046. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Quality is once again job one at Ford Motor Company. Taking a page from the automaker's ad slogan of the 1980s and 90s, Ford's new chief executive, Jim Farley, is aiming to rein in the warranty repair costs that are the key reasons why Dearborn, Michigan's automaker's financial performance in North America has lagged over its rival, General Motors. Cabinet picks continuing for the incoming administration.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to serve as Treasury Secretary in his new cabinet. Speaking with Bloomberg last month, she's ready to tax the gas and oil industries.
Where energy that creates carbon emissions enters the economy, and to simply levy a tax. So I think that's an easier and more efficient way than auctioning permits. But one way or another, we think carbon pricing is important.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Both Democrats and Republicans are continuing to make their way down to Georgia to campaign for candidates. On Monday, Iowa Senator Joni Ernst was campaigning for Georgia Senator David Perdue, who is facing off against Democrat John Ossoff in a runoff election in January. Former Vice President Joe Biden will be campaigning for the Democrats in Georgia as well. As far as if President Trump should campaign for the Republicans in Georgia, Rand Paul, Republican senator from Kentucky, believes,
with regards to the Senate race, I think the president would be an asset to campaign for the candidates down there. There's not been a politician in my lifetime or even in the previous generation that's been able to draw crowds and enthusiasm like President Trump. He's very popular in Georgia. I think he would help quite a bit to go down there and campaign for him.
With the passing of Alex Trebek, Jeopardy has a new host.
For the first time in the show's history, Jeopardy will have a guest host. Former champion Ken Jennings has been named interim host for the show when it resumes production next month. While champion Jennings won 74 straight games, racking up over $2.5 million in winnings during his streak. In a statement, the show's executive producer said Monday that the episodes Jennings hosts will air in January, and that a permanent replacement for Alex Trebek has not been named. Trebek hosted the iconic game show for 37 seasons. He passed away November 8th after a battle with pancreatic cancer. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.